Number 11, this is also a decision, Bighorn Sheep Seasons Permits and Quotas.
Thank you, members of the commission. As I said, Rich Harris, I also supervise our management on Bighorn Sheep. So we have, again, only a very few changes to bring to you. Unlike Moose, however, I do have some small recommended adjustments from what I presented to you in March. I think I forewarned you that this might be the case. So this is one that I did bring to you in March, and no change here. We are suggesting that we remove one permit that we have in the Vulcan Mountain herd. That's one of our smaller herds. It seems to be growing, we hope, but right now we would like to back off and make sure we have enough rams in that population. Our co-managers of this herd, the Colville tribes, have also backed off that permit, and I'm guessing that in a year or two we'll be able to reinstitute that one. In addition, I made an error in my presentation to you last month, and we had been a biologist had recommended that we also back off from 2-1 permits in this Lincoln Cliffs herd, which is in Lincoln County, where I guess it's too bad those folks have left. It'd be nice to know that we're actually looking after this closely. This herd is actually growing, or at least stable. It's in a good situation, but the surveys have suggested that there are a lot of younger rams, not so many older ones. So we'd rather make sure that the hunters in that have an opportunity to get a nice trophy, but also to make sure that the ram component is sufficiently aged that we're getting kind of a natural breeding structure. We don't want to be over affecting the age structure of those rams. So that's a small change from 2-1. I suspect that in a year, or maybe even next year, we'll be returning to 2 permits in that one. And then I told you about the Clement herd. That's one of our larger herds that was actually overabundant. We were wanting to reduce it, and so I had suggested that we go from 10 ewes to 20, and we think winter has done that job for us. They, for whatever reason, did have a tough time with the winter this year. There were a number of carcasses found. That's a herd that we are able to trap because we feed it, so it's readily available. If you are in Yakima sometime in the winter, go by, and it's an amazing experience to be able to see 200 bighorn sheep right in front of you. And so we're able to get a good sense that one did come down some. So we're basically going back to where our change is. Back to no change from where we've been the last couple of years, removing the 10 extra ewes. So we still have a ewe permit there of 10 ewes, which we think that herd can support, and 3 rams rather than 6.
Yes. Can we have a little bit of a lesson in breeding biology? It is older rams that tend to be dominant in the breeders.
Generally, yes. There are sometimes younger rams that participate in the breeding, but we do want to avoid a situation in which as soon as a ram gets to be dominant and then it's shot right away. I think we're better off if we have to err on the side of having some aged rams die of old age. I would rather err there than have a severely truncated structure. And that's actually consistent. Most of our hunters are happy with what they get, but I don't think they want to be out there looking for bighorns and have them all just be half curl or something like that. So I think we're in about the right place. But, yeah, that is a concern that we look at. Thus far, I think our protocol strategy for hunting rams in this state is a good one. I think we're on the right side of that. So I'm not generally concerned. But, once in a while, we have to back off a bit.
Thanks.
Other questions? No? Ready for a motion?
Get there. I was looking at the pretty pictures of the rams. I move to adopt WAC 232-28-622 2017 Bighorn Sheep Seasons and Permit Quotas as presented by the department.
Motion has been made. Second. Second. Commissioner Grayville. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Dr. Harris.